Fayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is the show Spinning Plates. And last week I did a show where I did a song a year for every year of my lifetime since 1999, since I just turned 20. We made it up to 2009 last time with It's Nice to Know You Work Alone by Silver Sun Pickups. And now we're going to start with 2010. And my first song of today is Kids by Sleigh Bells off of their 2010 album, Treats. It's very loud, so prepare.
We'll be right back.
That was Mighty by Manchester Orchestra off of their album Simple Math for 2011. Each song that I play was written in the year that it is for, so that year that song came out in 2011, and the song before that came out in 2010. That band, Manchester Orchestra, is very important to me. They're really good. I love the guy's voice, the singer's voice, and I love most of their music because the albums can go from very soft to very rockin' and hardcore in like a second, and I think that's really cool. They actually released an album that was very loud and electric guitar oriented, and then they re-released the same album that was entirely acoustic, so I think that's awesome. And Sleigh Bells I've always found to be very cool just because of how loud they are, and they were pretty fun to see live because of that sound as well. Up next for 2012, I have Some Nights by Fun. That song was huge for me in 2012. I remember I tried to do an a cappella cover of it at one point, which was pretty fun. It's pun intended. but yeah, so here's Some Nights for 2012 by Fun.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. They can come from some terrible
never coming down. Hey, hey, you know we're 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 never coming down.
Just heard Revo by Walk Off the Earth for 2013. Walk Off the Earth was a very influential band for me, and they actually inspired me to pick up musical instruments again when I was in like seventh grade, and I started playing more songs and doing more things, and then eventually that led to me being in bands. So I would like to thank Walk Off the Earth for being creative and amazing and a huge inspiration for me. 2014, I'm going to play They Want My Soul by Spoon off of their 2014 album, They Want My Soul. Spoon has always been a band that I've really liked, but this album made me really love them, and I saw them live after listening to this album on the tour for it, and I literally started crying when they came out. So Spoon is an awesome band, and I love them dearly. And they're from Austin, Texas, which is pretty cool, so they play there a lot. And so yeah, next is They Want My Soul for 2014.
Still, watch my soul. I got nothing I wanna say. Pick
That was Hozier with From Eden off of his live album, Live in America. That song was written in 2014, but I cheated a little because the live album came out in 2015, and I love Hozier and really wanted him to be on this show. So that's Hozier. He was very influential to me as well. I just think that the way he plays guitar is so beautiful and his voice is so amazing. And his influences and why he does music, it's just really cool, and I like him a lot. And before that, again, was Spoon. They have a new-ish album, which is really cool, and they made their own Greatest Hits album, which I find hilarious, and it's awesome. So, that is that. On to 2016. Here comes my favorite band of all time, the one I play in every single show. It is Radiohead off of the newest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which came out in 2016. The song I will be playing is Identikit. This is the tour, for this album was the tour that I got to see them on. I saw them twice, actually, which is incredible. And I'm very thankful that I was able to do that. The first time I saw them was at a music festival. I think I'm wearing the shirt of that festival right now, which is kind of cool. But it was amazing to just be in the audience and be so close to them and to experience the music the way that they were experiencing it with so many other people who also loved them. It was awesome. They're very creative and artistic. And anyway, here's Identikit.
Thank you. Some things are long forgotten. Some things were never said.
Was Haim with I Want You Back off of their album Want You Back for 2017, and before that was Radiohead for 2018. Haim is a really cool band because it's a sister band. There's three women who are the head of the band. They're all sisters, and Haim is their last name, and they have a very cool, like, modern 80s sound to them, which I think is really fun. Their debut album is the one that I really got into, Days Are Gone, I believe it's called, and the first few songs, they really feel like you're being taken back to the 80s, which is pretty fun. So up next for 2017, I have a Dirty Projectors song called Breakthrough off of their newest album, Breakthrough. I keep picking title songs. They have had some struggles in the past. They are a very cool band and have the strangest harmonies and rhythms you will ever hear, and it's done so well. And I have seen them live twice now, and it's just incredible how they can play these strange melodies and sing such dissonance live so perfectly. But unfortunately, the two women who sang backup left the band, and now there are, I think, three new women in the group who do a fantastic job. So again, this is Dirty Projectors with their comeback album, Breakthrough, for 2018.
What's up? How's it going? Be a real cheap on. She is so dreamy. Like she got features on Fellini. Deadpan, unimpressed. Archimedes, got obsessed. Just hanging out. Or Julian Casablanca. She is an epiphany. Of a electricity. Opens my days. Like she always grew. I feel that affinity. In all the ways, she's a breakthrough. Under the sun, there's nothing new, but she keeps it warm, on not in the shade. She's a breakthrough. It's cold out there, there's nothing new, but she keeps it warm, on not in the shade. She's a breakthrough. She is so wild, Middle Earth. Her line is Pablo, but her color is five, so what about it? Just to review, she will break through. Nobody stops her, no one can lock her down. She is an epiphany, of her electricity. Opens my days like she always.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Here's 2019.
Flower moon, curse the night. If the sun don't make things right, then it's gonna take a year. Gonna take a year. Sun, Coca-Cola and red wine. Now's the time to disappear.
A song a year this week from 2010 to 2019 to celebrate me being 20 this year, which is crazy. You just heard Flower Moon by Vampire Weekend off of their newest album, Father of the Bride. I'm with a couple friends and collectively we have decided it is the best album of 2019 because every single song, almost, I would say pretty much every song off that album is amazing. And they just did such a good job, and it's very different from what they've done in the past, which I think is also really cool because it shows that they have progressed and changed as a band and that they're reaching into new things and trying out some new styles, which is awesome. So since it's a little bit early and I have gotten through my 20 years from 99 to 19, I'm going to play one more song that this band I only discovered kind of recently because actually I think my dad did a song a year, or maybe it was off of a different one. He did like an artist by every letter of the alphabet. And Dada was his letter D. And I had never heard them before. And then the song Posters came on when I was listening to his playlist. And I was like, this is amazing. Who is this? Why haven't I heard of them before? And then I listened to their full albums and I became totally obsessed with them. So Dada is a fantastic band from the 90s. And this is off of their self-titled album, Dada. And this song that I'm going to play from 1998, which just barely did not make the cut for this show, is California Gold. It's really catchy and fun, and I love it, and I'm really glad that I had extra time so that I can play Dada, because they didn't make the criteria. So here is California Gold by Dada.
Melting in the
Hello. Sorry, we just realized that the microphone was not on for what was just said. But you just heard Dada. They're really fun. I'm glad I got to play them. California Gold. We, my guest stars and I, decided that we're going to play another Vampire Weekend song, Bambina, to celebrate the 2019 album. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the show Spinning Plates, and you have just listened to part two of Song a Year. Join me next Tuesday at 7 p.m. for another great show. Thank you.
Cha-cha, Bambina. Cha-cha, Bambina. My Christian heart cannot withstand the thundering arena. I see you when the violence ends. For now, cha-cha, Bambina.
To an extent, yeah.